Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, right now in our country, right now in America, and this, and we're just speaking at this point about America, that there literally is, and this has been, it's been building for a long time. Actually, it's been building since Woodrow Wilson, but now it's climaxing in the context of where it's at. And people are doing things they shouldn't do. And literally, you know, justice appears to be being held back by the Justice Department, which is crazy.
Go figure, right?
You know, which breaks my heart, John, for the people that are in jail by this Justice Department. It's like, shouldn't we let them go? I mean, if, you know what I'm saying? It's just my heart.
Because you're choosing where to be just, right?
Right. And Dr. King said, and of course, he's quoting the scripture, you let justice come down like a mighty river, right? And so I believe this, let that be your prayer. You know, let God's justice come down like a mighty river. And when God's justice comes, you know, be on the right side of the cross, because we all, you know, deserve, you know, outside of God's mercy. But listen to this. So no matter what's happening in our leadership, God tells us to specifically, as a matter of fact, take a look at this. This is what the scripture says in Paul's writing to his spiritual son, Timothy, in the Bible. And in Timothy 2, 2 Timothy, the 1 Timothy 2:1-4, I believe it is. John, can you read that?
First of all, then I urge that supplications, prayers, and intercessions and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in positions, that we may lead peaceful and quiet life, godly, dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior.
This is important. Let's go back and read it. Think about this. God is speaking to us specifically about how you can have a peaceful life, a peaceful, dignified life, right?
Quiet life.
Quiet life. And right now, it's not quiet. But the question is, are we complaining about leaders, or are we praying for leaders?
That's right.
Are we being critical of leaders? And you have a right to petition your leaders, but it's a whole different mindset, whether we're actually being presumptuous and prideful about it, or we actually just petitioning our leaders. Mm-hmm. Are we actually praying for them?
Yeah.
Because God can change. He directs the king's heart like a water course.
That's
Think about that. He can change the current of a king or a president's heart overnight.
The Bible says he holds the king's heart in his hand.
Yes.
God is the one who holds it.
Yes, and so he's waiting for us to pray for those, and pray for everybody, and to pray for our the kings or whoever the leaders are. And truly, it's not just the kings of your nations; it's the kings over industry now. You think about these huge industries that are making decisions in the world, and the biggest company in the world, I believe, is Apple now, and you got Jack Ma's Alibaba. You have these big, huge Google and things going on. Imagine if we actually prayed for those leaders of the industry, and they're literally kings over those business.
Well, those who are in authority, right? If you have authority, that means you have responsibility.
Right.
And so, it's prudent, it's wise for us to be able to do that. People's lives hang in the balance.
Right, and when you're seeing a lot of people do the opposite and rebel against, and rebel is defined as resistance to any control or authority. In Romans chapter 13, verse 1 through 5 says, all authority is established by God, and those who rebel against it rebel against what God has established. They're not there for nothing. They're there to be able to punish the wrongdoer. They don't bear the sword for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and so that, you know, God is aware of what's going on. And
well, if you look at that verse of scripture, you say established, different versions have all these different words, but one thing is sure, that it's very clear. One says appointed, fixated. It's not by chance. This is a determinate word that says God set this person in place.
Right, and you think about, you know, so the definition of rebellion is resistance to any control or authority. So resistance, I mean, there's actually a movement in America right now called resistance, which means rebellion.
Yeah.
It's the definition of rebellion. Well, look what the Bible says right here in 1 Samuel 15:23 about rebellion. It says, for rebellion is the sin of divination, which is witchcraft, and presumption is as iniquity and idolatry. I mean, think of this with the Word of God. And so you're looking at, and divination is witchcraft, where it's basically, if you look at the definition of that, it's like, you know, words spoken in a certain pattern to cause a certain behavior to happen. Basically, a narrative repeated over and over again.
Seems like we've been hearing certain narratives over and over again.
And so you're looking at, you know, that's would be rebellion or witchcraft. Rebellion and witchcraft are the same thing. You know, some people say, well, I don't see any witchcraft. Well, it's not about witches. It's about rebellion. Yeah. And so when you see rebellion, rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. It's the sin of divination. And it's interesting, presumption is as iniquity and idolatry. And look at the definition of a presumption. This is important because we're about to hear from Pastor John Kilpatrick, a Church of His Presence, where God laid on his heart to be able to pray for the president and pray for our leaders, because this rebellion that's taken place, this witchcraft that's taken place in the nation, and it's gone around the world, and we want to be able to talk about ourselves in context of what he was saying. And this is what he's saying. You think about presumption, which is idolatry, right? Read that out there. It says,
to take for granted, assume, to undertake to do something without right or position, to go too far in acting unwarrantably or in taking liberties.
In other words, just doing whatever you want to do without even thinking about the consequences of the reality of authority in the Constitution. That is presumption, which is idolatry. So we have witchcraft and idolatry, rebellion and idolatry taking place all over the country. We have judges doing it. We have political officials doing it. We have many, many people in education doing it.
Many people in the media doing it.
The media is just basically given over to it, majority of the media. And what you're looking at, you know, they're trying to push a narrative to create a behavior, which is divination, and cause people to go in a certain movement. But we're praying. That's why Pastor John Kilpatrick is saying we need to pray, because this is ungodly what's taking place, that it truly is the sin of witchcraft. As a matter of fact, let's join Pastor John Kilpatrick as he's sharing. Listen, he's taught the entire time about a spirit. We call the spirit, you know, Satan manifests different ways. One is called through the spirit of Jezebel, which is about a religious manipulating, seducing spirit. And so he's taught on that for almost an hour. And this is just the last 3 minutes after he built the whole foundation to understand what he's talking about when he talks about Jezebel. And Jezebel's spirit is about, it's the very same thing. It's about rebellion, coming against authority, seducing authority, trying to take over when it isn't their right to be able to take over. So let's join Pastor John Kilpatrick right now in Church of His Presence as he encourages us all and tells us the reason why to be able to pray for our leaders. Just like Paul told Timothy in that letter, and I'm telling you now, we need to pray. This is a very, very critical time. Let's join Pastor John Kilpatrick now.
Now, before I close, I want to visit the scripture of the day. Jezebel's son came in contact with Jehu. They passed each other. Look what the scripture says. It came to pass when Joram saw Jehu, he said, "Is it peace, Jehu?" And he answered, "What peace? So long as the whoredoms of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many." So here's what I don't want you to stumble over. Don't stumble over that word witchcraft. When Elijah faced Jezebel, he was facing witchcraft. I want everybody to hear what I'm saying to you. I don't know if you know this. And I don't know if you're going to believe me when I tell you this. But what's happening right now in America is witchcraft's trying to take this country over. It's witchcraft. It's trying to take America back over. And I want to tell you something else. I am not being political, but I don't see how President Trump bears up under it. He's as strong as I have ever seen a man be. But here's what the Holy Spirit said to me last night, and here's what he said for me to tell you. He said, tell the church that so far Trump has been dealing with Ahab, but Jezebel's fixing to step out from the shadows. That's what the Lord said to me. And I couldn't understand the other day when I was preaching in Houston why I felt something so much on this when I was preaching. I felt a real powerful unction on me when I was preaching this about intimidation. Or I was preaching this about containment. But then last night when the Lord gave me this about the witchcraft, the Lord said he's been dealing with this. But he said, pray for him now, because he said there's about to be a shift in the deep state is about to manifest, and it's going to be a showdown like you can't believe. So I'm coming to you as a prophet, as a man of God, and I'm telling you, it's time to pray for the president. Here's what he said. Jehu said, "Oh, peace, you say." He said, "So long as the whoredoms of your mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts, there won't be no peace." Witchcraft was in full control, and witchcraft is what knocked Elijah right out of his position, took him out of power. Oh, my God. I heard the Lord say there's going to be an attempt to take him out of power. Let's stand and pray right now.
This is so important. Listen, God hears our prayers. He's looking for somebody to stand in the gap. It's not over. It's just time to pray. God wants us to turn our hearts to him. When we get back from this break, we're going to break down just a couple things to let you help get an understanding about this satanic thing called a Jezebel spirit and what it's been trying to do and what it's trying to do and what it's about to raise its head. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
There are some facts of nature that never fail to astound me. For instance, did you know that before it snows, fir trees will retract their branches so the weight of the snow they'll have to bear is reduced?
Here's Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
This withdrawal response by trees is programmed into every branch, even those smaller than a little finger. The Creator has enabled the tree, in effect, to anticipate the problem before it occurs in order to reduce the effects of that natural phenomenon. And we can do the same in marriage. You may not be able to avoid problems and crises in marriage, but you can anticipate them and prepare for their arrival, because most of the stress points in families are entirely predictable. One of my good friends spent a considerable amount of time with his wife preparing for the moment when their kids would move out of the house. They talked about the empty nest to each other and to friends who had gone through it, and they read books about it and applied what they had heard to themselves. As a result, the transition to the empty nest was smooth and uneventful. Into every marriage a little snow will fall. Blizzards will blow and storms will howl. An effort to anticipate these difficult times will help you and your mate stand up under the weight of the problems that might otherwise threaten to bring your relationship down.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, we're talking about a Jezebel spirit raising his head up in America. So Jezebel, the spirit, likes to stay in the background. It never likes to come to the forefront. It runs seduced authority. In other words, it looks like that person's in charge. But there's somebody behind the scenes running it. Sometimes they call it the undergovernment or whatever it's called. But it's been something that's happened ever since there's been evil. But this Jezebel spirit, let me tell you a couple of quick things about it so you understand. One thing about it, you can read about it in the scriptures. But one thing about Jezebel is that she doesn't mind religion. As a matter of fact, she wants to embrace every religion that allows her or him, it's not a gender, it's a spirit, to be able to get its way. Mm-hmm. The one thing that the spirit doesn't like is God, Jehovah God, his ways, his commands, and it seeks to undo them, belittle them. Another thing that she's known for, Jezebel's known for, is the sacrifice of children to Moloch. She's known for, you know, bringing these false gods into the relationship with the king, because she married King Ahab, which was God's king of Israel, but he went and married Jezebel, and God was disappointed. Now, her husband, King Ahab, was a provoker of God. He did things and basically poked his finger in the chest of God, and that's exactly what Franklin Graham said took place in the previous administration, some of the things that were taking mm-hmm. place. Another thing that the Jezebel spirit's known for is getting its way. She's going to get her way. She knows how to get her way. She will make you miserable, she will press at you, she will lie, she'll twist, she'll seduce, and then use that against you. I mean, she knows how to get her way. So everything, this is a series. People who are deceived by deception, and even say this spirit, they really believe what they're doing is right. They're not like a robot or something. They're convinced, because you have to surrender your free will to the adversary to be used, because God's given everybody a free will. So they're willing partners, deceived or not, with the spirit to be able to accomplish its end goal. And it never works out good. You can read about it, about the church of Thyatira in the book of Revelation. God speaks specifically to the church of Thyatira and says, listen, it's your job. And listen, pastors, it's your job to rise up and say, get out of my church. Mm. The spirit doesn't belong in my church. Forget about the world. We're not, God hasn't called you to pastor the world. He's called you to pastor your church. He's called you to be a leader of your church. And, if we get rid of the spirit in our church, in our midst, in our homes, in our families, then the world's going to change because we'll be a bright light. The light of God will be over us. And so we have to say, listen, zero tolerance, because this is what God said to the church of Thyatira. He says, I see you working hard. I see your hard works, but I see also something I have against you. You tolerate Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet, someone who hears from God, but she doesn't. And with what she does in her perverted twisting of her of authentic leadership is she misleads God's people into all kinds of promiscuousness and against God's teaching. And so look at America. America's just ablaze with just horrific things that are taking place that are totally contrary to what God says. And so this is a sign of the presence of a Jezebel spirit. Well, what Brother Kilpatrick, Pastor John Kilpatrick just said, what God told him is with the fact that we've been dealing with Ahab at this point. And Ahab basically is a puppet to Jezebel. Now Jezebel, because she's about to be uprooted, she's going to pull her head up and she's going to fight. She's fierce. The difference between a true prophet and a false prophet, the difference between Elijah, the prophet of God, and Jezebel's prophet is when you hear Elijah, first of all, the difference is he's from God and these other prophets aren't. But he's bold. That prophet or she or he, they're bold. I mean, you hear it and you just go like, yes, I understand. But when you hear a Jezebel prophet, because she's got prophets too, they're fierce. They're like, we're going to take you. We're going to destroy you. We're going to impeach you. We're going to take you out. We're going to expose you. We're going to put all your stuff online. We're going to do all that. And it's fierce. That's not God. That's not what God's doing. You know, God's about, you know, forgiveness and mercy and just following his way and following his leadership. And I just want to encourage you right now, you know, and I'm talking about some of the things. Another thing that the Jezebel spirit is good about, and this is some of the ways that she got her way, was that she will actually do something for the ones in authority to get their loyalty. And so she didn't have true authority. Her husband did. He was the king. And he had wrong passions, and he wanted a piece of property that wasn't his property. And so he's all, you know, somebody has an Ahab spirit, are all pouty and emotional. Their lips are sticking out all the time, and they could trip over their lips because they're pouting. And they pout to get their way, and they know that Jezebel is going to come in there and say, what do you need? How can I help you?
She likes to offer help.
Yeah, she likes to offer help. Ain't nobody going to help you like Jezebel. It's better to go do without help. You know, believe me, it's better to do without help.
Help with a purpose.
With a purpose, right. And so he says, I wanted this piece of land. The guy's name was Naboth, you know, and he said, I want the piece of land, but he wouldn't give it to me. You know, here's a king with authority and could not get it. And so she says, give me your authority, which is his ring. I will go down and I will deal with this. And this is what she did. This is what's taking place right now. She wrote a false document. She signed the name of the king and she wasn't the king, used his name. She set up a false narrative to tell everybody that this guy, you know, has done something wrong. Then she got two people and convinced them to tell everybody publicly a lie, something that wasn't true. It was all to do what? It was to take Naboth's property. And what they did was they said, we're going to throw a big banquet for you. They put Naboth at the table. They set the two people that they actually paid to lie about this guy, and all of a sudden they went to go celebrate him. Naboth, don't go show up at Jezebel's dinner. You know, if Jezebel's inviting you to dinner, don't go. And ask God, is this, you know, just don't go. And nobody wants to celebrate you and praise you like Jezebel. I'm telling you. And so he sat down at the table. Those two scoundrels on the side of him literally lied and said he blasphemed God and said he spoke against the king. And the consequences of that consequences of that was stoning. So they took this man who did nothing wrong, but everybody believed now because the queen, you know, Jezebel, created this whole thing and this lie and this narrative, and they had basically paid out people to be able to tell lies. This is in the Bible. This is in the Bible. God talks about it in the Old Covenant, and he talks about it in the New Covenant, the Book of Revelation, in the Church of Thyatira. And he says, have zero tolerance for this. And so basically they took this guy's land. They killed him, took his land. But down the road, let me tell you something. God is a just God.
Yes,
read Psalms chapter 2 and find out how just he is. Just he is. But eventually, an arrow flies through the air, long story short, and not even aiming, and it lands right in Ahab's armor, and it kills him. And guess what? He bleeds out from his chariot, and his blood pours out on Naboth's property. You can't do this against God. You cannot fight against God and win. It seems for a day or a season you might. You know, why do kings conspire against you, God? And he says, the one who sits in heaven sits back and laughs. But then he says, but then his fierce anger comes down and deals with those things. So there's a moment of time where it looks like things are, people are getting away with stuff. So I want to tell you this. You know, some of the attributes of this Jezebel spirit. So it may be happening in your church. You may have somebody that's the big tither, or somebody who's got a real prayer network on the telephone. They call people up or they email people, and it could be your worship leader. Your worship leader could be controlling your whole church, and you're scared to get rid of a worship leader because everybody's got to have music. I mean, Jesus didn't, but you do. And so you're not taking the authority that you need. And so you've got to get your place back in authority. He didn't ask you if you would like to lead. He didn't say, hey, if you would like to be the leader of your home, would you mind? You're going to be held accountable for not doing anything. I mean, if you do it and it's taken from you like it was King David, oh, well. But if you didn't do it, you'll be held accountable for that. And so I want to encourage you right now that begin to pray. And you can identify, and we're not going to be able to get to Lance Wano that talks about this Leviathan spirit, but we'll have that on a future program available for you on the VFN Torch. You can go to vfnkb.com and see that. But you got to begin to identify these things. And that's some of the ways that you identify with it. Jezebel's spirit has seduced authority. They don't have authority. They're always talking about things in someone else's name. If you have legitimate authority, why do you have to bring their name up all the time? Because it's seduced authority. So I want to be able to pray with you right now. We'll pray for our president and pray for our nation and pray for all of realize that Elijah, this powerful man of God, was kicked out of his place, was ran out of his place of leadership under the Spirit. So you're going to be a lot of your pray for your pastors, you know, your ministry leaders. They're going to be running your husbands and your parents because you're going to, this big force is going to be trying to push you out of your place. I mean, authority is going to be some strange thing during this season, but you want to be able to hold on to that and realize if God's established you, you're supposed to be there. Ask God to help you. Stay humble before God. Don't fight evil with evil. Understand that we're supposed to love our enemies. Pray for them. Understand that be the very person they'll be serving God tomorrow, because once they conceive. I want to pray right now. Father God, we just thank you right now for Pastor John Kilpatrick stepping up and is boldly proclaiming this prophetic word of truth across our nation. We thank you, Lord. The reason why you said it is because you're taking this nation back. Lord, I pray right now for all those that are captive by this Jezebel spirit, God, that you would free them, God. Open their eyes that they could see that your plans, God, that they're only fighting against you and they wouldn't win, but your plans are good for them, Father God. And I pray for every pastor. I pray for President Trump and all of his cabinet. I come against the plans of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we bind you, Satan. We bind you, Jezebel. We bind you, Ahab, in the name of Jesus. We just pray, though, that you would send your angels to do warfare on this nation's behalf, on your behalf. Dear God, end abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at vfntv.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at vfntv.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.